The cross that held my chain of death is now what sets me free.
A few minutes, so be patient with me. Please don't leave on me. I'm going to preach on when the books are open. When the books are open. I want you to hear this message. I know it was fed to my heart by the Holy Ghost, and I know it will affect somebody's life. There's no doubt in my mind. When the books are open. When the books are open, let me read to you from the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. If you'd like to read with me. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. There were books opened. And then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. I love those scriptures. When the books were opened and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, you may be seated. And may the word of God be anointed by the sweet spirit of the Lord this morning. And may we all learn with these children some wonderful things that will affect our lives. Now, have you ever studied how many books are in the Bible? Have you ever studied about God's great wisdom that is recorded in all those books? There is nothing. There is nothing in all the universe that is not recorded in one of these books that I'm going to talk a minute about. Six books are recorded in the Bible. Six books. Now, there are others. I'm not saying this is exclusive or this is totality. I'm just saying there are six books, primary books recorded in the Bible. And we're going to talk about them one at a time, quickly, if we can. Number one, the Bible. Do you have a Bible? If you have a Bible, hold it a moment. Hold it in your hand a moment. Have you ever thought of how precious the Bible is? How precious the Word of God is? How total the Word of God has a road map to heaven. If you walk this road of this Bible, you cannot miss the pearly white city. You cannot miss the glorious future that is in front of us. This is the greatest book in all the world. There is no book that matches that book. It records every word the Holy Ghost has given the prophets of old to bring to us the Word of God. And something that many people do not know, have never studied and searched out of the Bible says, "Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven." Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. You say, Brother Chambers, they're changing the Bible today. No, they're not changing the Bible. Not the real Bible. It's settled. It's up there. It's settled. It can't be changed. It's not possible to change the Word of God. Now, you can change what people have in their hands with King James Bible, because I've studied. I know the background of those who were part of that Bible. And you can depend upon the King James Bible being the infallible Word of God. The infallible Word of God. Now, I don't know anybody that doesn't say the Bible was infallible in its original copies. That is the attitude that many have in this generation. But I believe that God has preserved the Bible just like He said He would. Did you know that God said His word would be pure right down to the end, as though it was tried in seven fires? Proven and purified as gold tried seven times. That's what the Bible says. So, we've got a Bible that is absolutely the pure word of God. Now, there are other books. They're important books too. So let's think about them a minute. The next book is a book about you. Every one of you. Did you know that? Did you know the Bible has a picture in His book of every one of you? Let me read it to you. The book of Psalms, chapter 136. The book of Psalms, chapter 139. I'm sorry. Chapter 139. Let me read it to you. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in the book all my members were written, when in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Oh, what are you saying, King David? How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Here's a book. This is a book of the record of you before you were conceived in your mother's womb. Here is a book that had all your substance in it before you were created. He said in the lowest part of the earth. Now, he didn't mean by that it was insignificant. The womb of a mother is a precious place. But the Bible says all your members were in the book before you were created in your mother's womb. How does God have the DNA of every human being on the face of this earth? How is the DNA of every one of the 7 billion souls absolutely different? And you can identify a person by their DNA. If you just cut one string of their hair, you can identify their DNA. And you can send a man to prison. You can send a man to a gas chamber in death for murder. If one strain of hair bears testimony that he was the man or he was the woman. That means in a book in heaven, all your members are written. Every last member of your body. Every string of your hair. Everything about you is in that great book of all your substance. How many knew you were that important? How many knew you were that important? How many knew that your God knew you so intimately that He had the list of your parts before Mama created you by God's hand in her womb? Woo, what a message. I'd love to have a whole hour to preach that one. I'm telling you, you're something special. I'm telling you, you're something special. I don't know about you, but I'm somebody. How about everybody saying I'm somebody? Come on, everybody, raise your hand and say I'm somebody. Come on, I'm somebody. Why am I somebody? Because God knew about me before I was conceived in Mommy's womb. Before my parts was even all brought together in that wonder of the secret chamber where God creates every living soul on the face of this earth, a mother's womb. What a miracle. What a miracle. What a miracle. But that's not the end. I know I'm having to move a little quickly. The next book is a book of remembrance. Did you know every time you say praise the Lord and mean it, that God has a record of it? Did you know every time you talk to somebody about Jesus that God has a record of it? Did you know there's a book of remembrance? I call it the Bride of Christ roll call. He's got people named in here who have proven that they're His beyond measure, beyond question. Let me read it to you. The book of Malachi. the book of Malachi. It says, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. That's what the book says. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. The Lord was listening when you was talking about Jesus to somebody. The Lord was listening when you told your neighbor about getting saved. The Lord was listening when you told your boss man about your honesty and asked him to forgive you for the things you did before you were saved. The Bible says it. The Lord heard it. Now, he didn't just hear it, but the Bible says, for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. For what he said, and a book of remembrance was written. There's an angel sitting over here. And this is a recorded angel. And something sweet happens with one of God's children. And the Lord looks over. And the angel said, don't worry, Father. I got it written down. And so he keeps a record of everything about you. All your good words. All your kind deeds. All your remembrances of him. All your conversations of his goodness. God has a book called the Book of Remembrance. The Book of Remembrance. You say, I got away with that. You didn't get away with nothing. Somebody listen to me. You didn't get away with nothing. The Lord was listening. The Lord was hearing. The Lord knew about it. Now, that's all written down in heaven. How you like that? The Bible preserved in heaven. The record of your body parts, your creation in mother's womb, your DNA, every string of hair on your head, all recorded in the book of you, your person, your being. And then the book of remembrance, as you go about life, he's keeping a record. He's keeping a list. He's writing everything down. The recording angels have a perfect record. I'm telling you, heaven is a treasure trove of information. Would you say that with me? Heaven is a treasure trove of information. Everything that goes on down here is recorded up there. See, America used to be a God-fearing nation. We used to tremble at the name of God. We used to tremble at the preacher in the pulpit. We used to tremble when we sung about at the cross, where I first saw the light. But because we don't know how great God is, we take him for granted. We treat it like it's a non-issue. Well, Revelation chapter 5 records book number 4. Revelation 5, book number 4. And this is a beautiful story. The rapture's taken place, chapter 5. The rapture's taken place. The saints of God are in heaven. And John the Revelator is looking on the scene. He's watching all that's taking place up there. And suddenly, John's eyes are focusing on the throne where the Father is seated. And the Father has a book in his hand. Nobody's ever seen it. The Father wrote it, I'm sure, about the time that Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. Maybe before, maybe after. But God has this book. It is a book, 7 seals, written on the back and the front, full of information within, and the Father has it in his hand. And he says, or an angel says, who is worthy to take this book and to open this book? I mean, even to handle it. He said, able to touch it. Brother, this book was so precious that even the angels couldn't touch it. This book was so precious, nobody had ever laid their hands on it. This book is so grand, nobody ever saw it. Jesus had never seen it. Woo! You say, wait, oh yeah, no question. This was in the Father's hand. And they're saying, who is worthy? And they're searching heaven. They're trying to find somebody worthy. They're trying to find a pure angel. They're trying to find a good elder like Brother Marlon. They're trying to find a choir singer. They're trying to find a school teacher like Miss Paula. They're trying to find somebody, and they can't find nobody. And John stands there weeping, tears rolling off his cheeks. He's shook to the core, shook to the core. And finally, he hears the messenger. Weep not, John. Somebody help me preach. Weep not, John. Behold, the lion of the tribe of David, the root and begotten one, the Lamb of God is standing there. This is Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, standing there metaphorically as a lamb slain. And the Lamb, says the person witnessing, is able to take the book. And the Son of God walks up to the Father. And the Father hands him that book. You talk about a heavenly scene. I'm telling you, that's one of them. Now, what's in that book, Brother Chambers, that is so special? In that book is the future, the prophetic future, the things that God has designed to bring our world from the end of the church to the day of the glorious city called New Jerusalem. And so the book of Revelation is the prophetic picture of what is in front of us. If you want to know what's coming down the road for us, you get in that book of Revelation. That's what that book is. It has in it all that's in the book of Revelation. Now, the book of Revelation is different from that book, but the book that God had is in the book of Revelation. What a picture. Books. And they're going to be open. Now, he doesn't open that book until the rapture has occurred and the tribulation period is ready. And when he opens that book, horses go out and judgment fills the earth. Now, there's another book. Boy, I like this one. So, this book is called the Lamb's Book of Life. This book is held in the hands of the Son of God, the Lamb of God, and he keeps the record of every person saved, washed in the blood, made a new creature, and written down in this book, the Lamb's Book of Life. If your name is not in this book, you're lost. If your name's not in this book, you'll go to eternal hell. But if your name's in this book, you will go to heaven, because that secures your ticket to that blessed city. Somebody raise their hand and help me. Hallelujah. The Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, I love this book. I love this book. He wrote my name down 65 years ago, the month of March, 1952. He wrote my name in that book. It's been there ever since. How many got your name in the Book of Life? Let me see your hand. Now, let's make sure you got your name in that Book of Life. Raise it up high. Wave it a little bit. Got my name in that Book of Life. Got my name in that book of life. Come on. Got my name in that book of life. Oh, I feel like shouting. Hallelujah. Somebody that knows your name is there, stand up and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Now, you're not going to stop me from preaching, so sit back down. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, that book is precious. The Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Megan, you forgave me for not remembering your name. This is a sweetheart lady, a good old godly saint of God. Hallelujah. Your name is written, isn't it? How old were you when your name got written? 9 years old. I mean, you've been living right ever since. What are you, 31? Oh, I didn't miss it but a year. Getting better. Hey, listen to me, church. When your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, there's nothing more wonderful. Hallelujah. You ought to be weeping, somebody. You ought to be thanking God. My name is in that book. That book is in the hands of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Don't you imagine once in a while he just reaches up with that book and just kind of shakes it around. Hallelujah. This is the book of mine. These are my children. These are my sons. These are my daughters. These are those who love me. These are those who believe in me. Woo, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, what a book. Oh, but there's one more. One more book. One more book. Well, I said that wrong. There's a bunch of books, and this only represents one of them. Have you got me? How many are with me? I don't want to lose you right here. This is extremely important. The Bible says, and this is very clear. I saw another book. Now, let me go back. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. What in the world is this book, Brother Chambers? This is all about you. Every one of you. John, it's all about you. Ginger, it's all about you. Mr. Abernathy, there's one. You know, the Bible don't say how many books are in this section. It just says books. I got a feeling that there's probably a whole book just about me. Because I was a rascal. I was a dark soul. I was a dirty old character. I mean, I was really sorrier than gully dirt. You ever heard that one? Brother Danny? Sorrier than gully dirt. You ever heard that? That was me. So I guess there was a whole book written about me. And there's some of you. There's some of you that I just imagine there's a whole book was written about you. I'm sure about Marlon. Two books, maybe. I mean, how about you? Every one of you, there's a record all about you. There's a record all about you. I'm just thinking, this book is open one day. And Brother Danny Lawless was near somewhere. Don't go into where he was. And he said, yes, Jesus, I give you my life. And the book was open. And the road in there, Danny Lawless just gave his heart to Jesus. And so we're going to transform him and change him and fill him with our Holy Ghost. We're going to make a... See, everybody in here has a record of your life. And everything in your life is in your book. Maybe there's some of you so sweet and so good that there's a couple of you in the same book. But I have the feeling it's probably everybody has a separate book. And everything about you. If you were somewhere fornicating with another man's wife, I want you to know it was written in your book. And if you were a man off, they called it whore hopping years ago. And that's not a very good title to use today. It's not politically acceptable. So I won't say it. But there's people doing that. It's written in the book. You at work and you see something your boss man owns it, and you decide, I'm going to slip that in my pocket. Nobody will ever know it. And so you leave the workplace and you stole something. You say, Brother Chambers, you're just getting plain right personal with me. That's what I meant to do. Everything about you is in that book. Every old dirty deed. Every ugly conversation you got involved in. Every old dirty joke you told. Everything about your life. Terrible and dark. But on the other side, everything good that you've done. Everything sweet that you've done. Every kind deed that you were part of. Everything. He's keeping a record. And you're going to be rewarded for every good thing you do. But you're going to answer to God for every ugly thing you do. Now, to finish this without going too long. That book can be altered. That book can be altered. Are you listening to me? This book is the only book of all the six that can be altered. The book of your record of your deeds can be altered. Somebody help me preach. It can be changed. How in the world, Brother Chambers, can my book be changed? The blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Everything in that book that's ugly and mean and dark can be erased. And never remembered. Woo-hoo-hoo! Hallelujah. You see, I had a dirty old book, but it's not dirty any longer. The blood of Jesus one day came by where I was and washed me from head to toe and cleaned up my book, my dear brother. Cleaned up my book and made it a record of a man who now belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you listening to Brother Chambers? I'm trying to bring it to a close now. This book can be altered. The only of the six. The only of the six. Now you got to remember, I want you to take this home with you, and I don't want you to ever forget it. The Bible. The book all about you and your person. The book of remembrance. The book of Revelation 5. The book of life. And the book of deeds. Hallelujah. Oh, would you just open your heart with me just a minute. Let me talk to you right out of my heart. There's somebody here this morning that you've been hearing the things of God. Your son or daughter has been coming home from school and quoting Bible verses to you. Let me see how many parents that's been happening to. Your son or daughter came home quoting Bible verses to you. I love it when they do that. A mother called me to the car the other day and said, my son wants to tell you something. I ran up to the car. She was leaving from school, and her little son quoted the Bible verse of that day to Brother Chambers. I hope they're doing that to you. But God's talking to you. Your record is horrible. Or maybe your record is not really that bad. Maybe you've been a decent, moral person, but you're still not saved until Jesus washes you with his blood. He wants to change you. He wants to save you. He wants to make a new creature out of you. He wants to bring you into his wonderful family. I wonder how many would say to me, now this is a challenge, but you would say to me, I would like to start my life all over from today. Raise your hand. I would like to start my life all over from today. Let me see your hand. Anybody else? I want to start my life all over from today. I want to start my life all over from this morning. I want a clean record. I want to step out on the pages of time and say, here I am, world. Here I am, Father. Here I am, Lord Jesus. I'm starting my life all over again. Did you know he's ready to do that? Did you know? If you will be willing to come right down here and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. And I've got some dirty things in my record. Or I've got a record that has not been named with my name in it. Whichever. So there aren't only dirty people that get saved. There's some clean people that get saved. Clean as far as the best they can do. They've lived a moral, decent life. They would never be unfaithful to their wife or husband. They would never tell lies and purposely deceive people. But you still got to be saved. And so you want your name written in the book of life. I like that Lamb's book of life. I like that Lamb's book of life. And here's two things that happen at the same time when you come to Christ. He writes your name in this book. And then he calls the angel and cleans up the stuff in that book of deeds. Is that good enough? How many are hearing what I'm preaching? Can I raise your hand if you're listening to me? Come on, raise your hand if you're listening to me. You're really listening to Brother Chambers. You really are hearing me. Would you like to have your name written in the book of life this morning? Come and sing for me, singers. Would you like to have your name written in the book of life this morning? Would you? Would you like to have simultaneously, I love this one, your record cleaned up in that record deed book? Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God my record's clean this morning. Raise your hand if you know you're saved and your sins have been forgiven and say, thank God my record's clean this morning. Thank God the blood has made me pure this morning. Come on. The blood has made me pure. I want you to stand. Heavenly Father, help every one of us in this building that reverence and holiness will sweep over this place, Father. Oh, Holy Ghost of God, great Spirit of the Heavenly Father, I'm believing you to reach into every heart, into every life, and cause somebody to say, I'm ready to come to Christ. I'm ready for the clean slate. I'm ready to be washed in pure blood. I'm ready to come to Christ. Now think about it. Think about it. Come on, think. Don't be in too big a hurry. I know it's after 12, but that's only in Mississippi that's after 12, okay? So don't worry about it here. Listen to me. Listen to me. I want you to listen. Do you want a clean record starting this morning? There's a man standing here, and you are deeply burdened to give your life to Christ. There's a lady that's here. You God's dealing with your soul. Your children need you to be pure in the home. They need you to quit watching junk on television. They need you to quit showing them X-rated junk. They need you to be pure. This school would be a happier place if every child came to us out of the godly family. But we're willing to take the children from other families and be a light to them. Oh, somebody raise your hand if you're ready to come to Christ this morning. Is anybody ready? Anybody standing out there will say, this is my moment. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I want my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Singing while you come. Somebody stand out and come right quickly. You may lead the way for somebody else. Would you come?
Away my sin.
Nothing.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Would you come? Oh, I would love to see a wonderful mother, my daddy, get saved this morning. Come, sir. Come, dear lady. Step out. Don't be ashamed. Don't worry about somebody else watching you. None of their business. You come into Christ.
Oh, precious
is the flow. Would you come? I'm not going to beg you. I'm just going to plead a little bit.
White as snow.
Bow your heads and don't look and let somebody step out in privacy. Come, sir.
I know.
Come, sir.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
And trouble everywhere. Many times I get discouraged. And I almost lose my way. Then I remember I'm just a pilgrim in this troubled world below. There's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, then we'll sit down beside that river. How I long to be with Jesus and my loved ones gone before. There's a better day a coming. We're not home yet. Honey, just waiting for me. Someday Jesus will come and take me over the sea. So I'll keep watching and waiting in this troubled world below. There's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. Just a few more days to labor, then we'll sit down beside that river. How I long to be with Jesus and my love. few more.